This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Thousands marched through the wind and rain on Saturday in Glasgow, Scotland, as part of worldwide protests. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In Glasgow, demonstrators carried banners reading "Capitalism is killing the planet" and blamed companies for the crisis. Protester Ellie Forgan said climate change is not just about global warming.
It's about climate, it's about mass movement of people, it's about what languages people are able to speak, it's about extraction, it's about violence against the earth.
In the UK capital, London, Katia Ramirez was among those taken to the streets.
I think it's been a lot of talking about changes needed and this and that, but nothing happens, so I think we're just fed up.
In Brussels, activists from Extinction Rebellion blocked a main street. A giant red earth was rolled through South Korea's capital, symbolising the burning planet. Campaigners and pressure groups say they've been underwhelmed by the commitments so far, many of which are voluntary, exclude the biggest polluters, or set deadlines decades away.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Authorities say nearly 100 people are dead and around 30 others critically wounded after an oil tanker exploded near Sierra Leone's capital. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Moments before the explosion, people crowd round the oil tanker to collect leaking fuel after it had collided with another vehicle. Video obtained by the Associated Press shows a giant fireball burning in the night sky and charred remains of some victims laying strewn at the scene, awaiting transport to mortuaries. President Julius Maada Bio, in Scotland attending the UN climate talks, deplored the horrendous loss of life. While Sierra Leone's vice president visited two hospitals overnight, he said the nation's National Disaster Management Agency